So today is Earth Day, an international event, of course, celebrated around the world to pledge support for environmental protection. And this year marks the 51st anniversary of the annual celebrations. And the theme for Earth Day is Restoring Our Earth. Of course, all of this highlighting the importance of climate change. Minister of Environment, Forestry and Fisheries, Barbara Creasy, joining us now. Minister, thank you very much for your time today. Welcome to the Midday Report. So this is always a crucial issue that we need to highlight around climate change. And during lockdown, we saw just how nature rejuvenated in a way. And we can't take these issues of sustainability for granted.
Good afternoon to you and greetings to your listeners. Indeed, I think that climate change is probably one of the most pressing issues of our time. And I think many of us would agree with the Secretary General of the United Nations, who spoke quite passionately yesterday about the fact that we are living through times when Mother Nature is indeed under pressure, and it is a time when we have to be looking at how we reset our developmental path so that we have a better deal for people and for nature.
We do have the Presidential Climate Change Commission, which is busy doing its work. What progress has it made, and what are the discussions happening there?
Well, the Commission had its first meeting at the end of February. It will have its second meeting at the end of April, and will very shortly be hosting a discussion on South Africa's revised nationally determined contribution to reducing greenhouse gases. Government released this document for public comment about 2 weeks ago, and I think that it's quite an important document. It does reflect ambition in two areas. Firstly, there is a commitment to reduce the upper level of emissions by 28% from current levels by 2030. What I think is also important is that we are bringing forward the date in which we will see a decline in emissions. Originally, the date for decline in emissions was 2035. We have brought that forward to 2025. And I think that this is in recognition of the fact that all of us need to do more if we are to ensure that our emissions remain, that world temperature change remains in the 1.52 degree increased level.
Minister, on this commitment to net zero carbon emissions, Eskom, which we know is the country's largest greenhouse gas emitter, has committed in principle to net zero carbon emissions by 2050, which is quite a far way off. Are you concerned about the impact it could have on trade? Because our partners would obviously be looking at other low carbon economies.
Look, I think that with regard to Eskom itself, what is of crucial importance is that we move swiftly to establish proof of concept projects where we are mothballing some of the power stations that are due for decommissioning. We want to make sure that in those communities we have alternative power generation, and we also have alternative income sources for communities, so that those who are already vulnerable to the impacts of climate change are not left behind in the just transition. Of course, the sooner we start to put those proof of concept projects into the public arena, the sooner those of our trading partners who have made mid-century commitments to net zero emissions will believe that we are serious about our own just transition. And as you say, I think will help to mitigate the transition risk that exists should our country not be seen as being part of those that will be transitioning from a high emissions development trajectory.
Minister, thank you very much for your time. Happy Earth Day to you, and thank you for speaking to us. Barbara Creasy, the Minister of Environment, Forestry and Fisheries, an important conversation.